Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'll be Carla. I do a good one.
Okay, good.
You're all set, and your skin's going to be good for a long time. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Wait, no, you're Carla.
Sorry,
I'm Carla.
I was confused.
I was being Carla. That was so wrong. Oscar's supposed to be Carla.
My dad's father, he had a luncheonette on the boardwalk in Seaside Park, and what they would do in the morning is they would, on the griddle, they would throw onions and pickles on it and just cook them. Because that smell would draw people in and was cheaper than cooking meat. Mm. So onions and pickles, that's it. The smell is what brings people
legacy,
to a restaurant.
Cheating people, yeah. That's what it is.
It's never
people.
Cheating them, although the greatest thing at men. The greatest thing at the luncheonette.
They were grifters, Rob.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
There is no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, that we live in divisive times, and I probably, in some small way, contribute to that with this show, with the way I talk. But I'm here to tell a story, and I would like to alert my coworkers of Mr. Santana, Mr. Spiewak. I would like brutal honesty. Now, if you don't want to give it to me hard on this and give me a hard time, that's fine, too. I want your honest appraisal of
all
the
right.
situation when I describe it as best I can. I'm going to tell you the truth that I'm going to have trouble with some of the detail because I was so hot and I was so upset.
Blacked
I was upset
out.
To the point. I was upset.
Hulk down.
I didn't black out, Oscar.
Don't make me laugh. I'm really trying to do this. I'm really trying to do this, but that made me laugh. No, Oscar, not quite that angry. Not quite.
I don't know
angry.
What happened.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
I had jeans on. Now I have jean shorts.
That's right.
No, that's
I came to. I was naked from the waist up, and there was an empty ice cream container. I don't know what happened.
This is one where I just want to get out of the starting gate. Please help me. Please,
all right.
Please help me. So here we go. I'll start the. I'll give it to you as best I got it, and I'm not sure on some of the details because I will. Before I tell you this story, I will tell you that I accept full responsibility for my actions, which resulted in a difficult situation for me. As I said, divisive times. It's no secret that I am a Biden supporter. I am a non-Trumper. I don't like him. I have a Biden sticker on my car.
Right.
All the guys that I hang out with, and many, 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 many of them, Trump guys, they know that about me. We go out, we have a perfectly good time, and everything's okay. Yesterday, I venture out after the show, and I pick up a piece of glass that Michael shattered on the patio by using a stick that he shouldn't have. And then I'm off to my happy place, my little Zen place.
Right.
When I have an hour, just that I'd want to, and it's my little golf store that I think I've talked about before on the show. Now,
oh, you've been
place,
going there for years, right?
15 years.
Yeah.
Play it against sports.
Maybe,
Herman's. Herman's
maybe
World
longer.
Of Sporting Goods.
Maybe longer. Maybe longer than 15 years. All right. Over the years, there are tons of people in there. All right, to help you. Especially the guys I'm real fond of are the young kids that work there that are just seem to be really into the game of golf, and I
right.
like that. And then the owner who will always like at the last second you kind of do a little haggling with him, and it's old school. It's like stuff. Everywhere it's a
so he's
fabulous.
An owner operator. He has the title that he can actually make a deal with you, right? It's not
it's,
like a,
it's
a franchise.
Awesome. It's awesome.
That's
it's not
cool.
Like any
okay.
of the big box stores, and I have loved it, loved it, loved it. I would say in the last 6 to 7 years, I probably haven't bought a golf club anywhere else.
Whoa!
Wow. Okay.
You know, I love the guy, and I love the place. I don't love the guy. I love the place.
Mm-hmm.
I love my discount. And through that time, ever so slightly, I've overheard him saying things to people, and he said a couple of things to me that indicate he's on the other team.
He's not riding with Biden.
He's not riding with Biden, and is obvious. But I look the other way because that's all over the place.
Because you get the discount.
It's not, and I get the discount, and it doesn't matter. I don't have to love the guy to get a discount.
What's your price?
It's all over the place down here, and I'm used to it, and that's fine. I can deal with that. Now I'm going to be all over the place with this story because I should point out that I am okay with that. But as we wind down to the election, and I'm wondering whether you guys are getting the same sense, I'm getting a sense of the divide becoming a little hotter, the divide becoming a little more intense on both sides, that the national angst seems to be approaching a fever pitch, and I get that. I understand it, but that's the sense that
I would say
I get down here.
I think that you're right. I can't think of a time in the campaign or in my entire life when a B-cycle news story is the kidnapping of a governor. I'd say that we've reached sort of the next level when that's going on. Yeah,
it's a strange time that we live in.
But before you move on, just
yes,
the cheap chip in me, Mike, says how much is the discount?
Real significant, Oscar. Like probably. If I hadn't asked at another store, I wouldn't get anything.
Yes.
And that was to get down to the price that they put on a sticker there. I probably get
30 to 40%
5% off of that. So off of retail, you know, good chunk of change.
But it's already lower.
Probably 20% usually.
That's
20,
strong.
25%.
That's beyond
real
friends
strong.
And family.
Yeah. Real strong. Really, really good
stuff. But he
marks up and he makes a profit and that's fine. I'm okay with it. So I go in and I'm looking, as I do probably 300 times a year, for a putter because I can't putt. And because when you can't putt, I'm a putter guy. I trade in putters and I buy old putters and I buy new putters.
Your preference is ergo putters, right? The ones that have all the waves on them.
Ergo putters?
Yeah, the ones that like the ones that have that like pick up the ball as well. Like you like the trick putters that do that have all the tchotchkes on the sides. No. That's not you.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, shut up. Oh, anyway,
I think you have. You've tried the stand-up putter. I remember you went through that.
Yeah, right? A long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had it's because I can't putt.
You have a sense of humor with your putting.
Has it always been the weakest part of your game?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know
that. Even when the whole part of my game was the weakest part of my game, putting was weaker than that. So anyway, so I do it and I'm looking to really, yeah, I'm serious. I want to get something. And I see a couple of the really great guys putting with this particular putter and I'm working on it. And it's great. I go out there and there's nobody on there. They have a little rectangle where you can roll some. And so I'm putting. And as I said, I've heard this guy with his right wing stuff. And when I first walk into the putting area, I ask the guy about this putter. And he's like, and his tone, he's not one of the young guys that works there.
Okay.
He's one of the guys that has, how do I describe it? You've dealt with people like this in retail. They're people that are older. And really are so curmudgeon-y that they really shouldn't be selling anything because they love no. They love disagreeing and they love no.
Captain knows.
So basically, I see an ad for this putter that said it helps you square up the face of the clubber, the putter face. And I said that to him. So this technology is supposed to square up. No, I don't think it's going to supposed to do that. It's not going to. Yeah. And I realized right away, this guy's not going to help me. And that's fine.
And works
because he's got a loud mouth. He works. He's worked there for a very long time. I don't know him that well. My wife has dealt with him too. She doesn't like the guy, but he comes into play later on.
Okay.
So I'm putting him out there. So he's not real helpful. And I said, well, that's what I'm looking at.
Call him Ace?
Sure. Call him Ace. Yeah. Ace. So Ace is sitting there and then Ace goes a separate way. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting there quietly. Just saying, this feels pretty good. I'm really enjoying this experience like you always do when you're in the putting store and then you get it out on the golf course and it doesn't work. That's for the golfers in the audience. I will not dwell on that because this story is not related to golf. This story is related to the national divide. So anyway, so I look up and I see this. By the way, I'm wearing a mask, as are the majority of the people outside of the owner and some of his staff. Not wearing masks. That's fine too. I get that.
Was Ace wearing a mask?
No, of course not.
Okay,
no.
Of course not.
That comes into play later.
All right.
So Ace is not wearing a mask. So I look up, and here comes this big, tall guy, about a 6'2", 6'3", 60, 70-ish guy, comes in, and he's got the hat. And I'm like, okay, I have a bumper sticker. You wear the hat, blah, 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 blah. So he comes over and sees the owner. And they stop at the corner, probably about 6 feet, 7 feet away from me, and are having a conversation about the hearing for Amy Barrett. Amy Sacco and Vanzetti Comey Barrett, that's the next Supreme Court justice, right?
Yes.
And I hear Klobuchar, Klobuchar, and that, yeah, and they do that. Yeah, well, that's what they do. And yeah, and he's like, yeah, they're always like that.
It goes on
for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. I'm over at the corner, and it's loud, and he's got his loud hat, and he's got, and something inside of me just has had enough with, you know, your politics are fine, but I've been seeing it everywhere. I've been seeing it. I just decide, mix it up. And I'm fully aware it's wrong. I'm fully aware I shouldn't do it. And I look up at both these guys, and I said, hey, guys. And this was my tone. As well as I can remember it, okay? With the mask on, okay? So I'll do this thing where I'm going, hey, guys, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. You got to deal with that. You're going to lose. You're going to lose the election, okay? And there are other people that think differently. And the big tall guy says something about, this wasn't your conversation. You didn't need to pay attention. I said, well, your conversation was loud. At this point, the owner turns towards me with an expression that I will describe visually right here. He turns
all
to
right.
me.
Video day.
Let me ask you, why do you like that guy? And I said, I just want a president with better character. Really, that's what it comes down to. Character! Character! He raped Tara Reid. I'm not talking about the celebrity, that lady that alleged
the other lady,
that
yeah.
she was
yeah.
sexually. He raped her! He raped her! Like, top of his lungs. I'm like, yeah. Whatever. You guys do things. It's like, yeah, whatever. That's what you people do. And I'm sitting here. Now, I started it, but I'm sitting here in the middle of my little happy place being hassled. I didn't mind by the guy. Fine. He's got a right to do. But the owner is in my kitchen, and I've done a lot of business with this guy. He might recognize me, might not, and not recognize me as a radio guy, recognize me as a customer. I'm wearing a mask. I doubt he does. And they are both in my kitchen. Mm. And I'm getting a lot of, well, that's the way you people are. They are. That's what they do. That's a da, da, da. And it ends almost as soon as it starts. And he walks to his corner. And I walk to my corner. I go back and I'm putting. I'm like, whatever, it's over.
Right,
little thing. I know the guy's an ad. I'm contemplating, because he was the aggressor, the owner, of saying, that's it. You know, that's it, really, douche.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm in your place of business. I'm a customer.
Yeah.
You don't. It's not like everybody that comes in your customer doesn't think the way you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I have to accept responsibility. I'm the one that kind of insinuated, but in fairness to me, the way I perceive it, they were loud. He was wearing his loud hat, and anybody within 25 feet of him and this owner would have heard their conversation, which I believe would have been offensive to anybody that does not toe the line for them politically.
There are times that people, they speak inordinately loud sometimes because they want people to engage with them. Because maybe his volume was looking for support.
I will tell you this, and I'm being fair to the other side, too.
Yeah.
I did not get that feeling. They were just loud. And, of course, he's wearing that hat, which is basically, look at me.
Yeah.
This is the way I am. And it's the way we are now. I have a bumper sticker. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get flipped off, but I don't care if I do.
Right.
I don't. I want to spread the word. That's my guy. And I want to put it out there with all the other flags and stickers and everything that you see. That's what I want to do. I want to support. I feel strongly about it, obviously. So, long story short, and I'm like, you know, I should talk to this owner and, you know, put my mask down so he recognizes me and say, do you know I've got, you know, pretty 15 years of being a customer here. and also singing the praises of your joint. So I figured I'm going to talk to the guy. So I don't know where he is, but I know his office is. It's one of these old-fashioned sporting goods stores, mm-hmm. and his office is around the corner. So I finished with this putter, and I'm holding on to the putter because I'm going to buy it. Mm-hmm. After all that, I'm still going to buy it.
So you've actually cooled down a little bit.
Well, Ace comes into play now.
Oh, boy.
And Ace comes by, and he goes, so did you find it? Did you like it? I said, yeah, but I'd like to talk. I'd like to talk to the owner. I want to have a few words with the owner. Why do you want to have a few words with the owner? I said, I just think in a place of business, you know, when you're screaming your politics, you know, that's a way to, you know, you're going to make people walk away. Why do you want to walk away? And he's getting louder and louder and louder. I said, not everybody thinks the way you guys do. Yeah, I know that. I know that. Look at this. And I go around this little wooden club rack, and there is a picture of Donald and Melania at apparently this guy's workstation.
Oh.
And at this point, it's like you're hearing this little tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock in my head. I'm just getting hotter. Because what I wanted to do was have a reasonable conversation with the owner, not this douche. And apparently he's heard everything that I said, and he's just being a nad. And he's blocking me. Pardon, there's no other word I could
say. Right.
From getting what I want, which is to just chat with this
guy.
Stymied. And I really, he's stymieing me, and I'm getting madder, and I'm getting madder, and I'm getting madder. I said, look, it's frustrating. Well, what do you mean? Well, then why would you walk away? And he's just on and on. Like, you know, I can't have a conversation with you. I don't want to talk to you. You know, and then at one point, I should have been reasonable. I said, can I just talk to the owner, please? Yeah. I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. At this point, between me walking off the street to purchase an item from a store, something inside of me snaps again. And I said, well, f*** it and f*** you. And I take the club and I throw it into the corner and I'm out of there.
Oh, I thought you were going to strike him with it.
At this, no, we don't want to get that. We don't want to go there. But he's following me as I'm walking
out. Right in the knee.
That's what you guys do.
Them, you,
and,
those guys.
And I'm like, I said, I appreciate you if you'd stay out of my space. And I'm walking around and I'm walking out of the store. And as I go out of the store, I say to one of the young guys says, what happens? I said, if they're screaming their politics all over the store, it's frustrating. I've been a customer here for a long time. I give them my name. I said, you can look because I know you keep everybody on file. Look at the business I've done with your store, and you lost a customer today, and I'm bummed about it. I leave the store. I am shaking. I am so upset. I am so friggin' upset because I did. Now, with that said, I completely accept my responsibility because I did insinuate, but they were being loud. And I've had it from this owner before, who apparently is so wrapped up with his guy that he wants to do it inside of his store. Now, you could say the same thing when I'm doing my show, that there are plenty of people that listen to this show that disagree with me, and it might be the same thing. But what I'm not doing, outside of a few select individuals that piss me off, is every day attacking an individual. And I don't think I was attacked as much as I was just made to feel as uncomfortable as a human being could ever feel, because I did feel it at a certain point, like the walls were closing in on me, and I'm surrounded by, you know, these golfers, 99% of which are supporting the other team, and it sucked. And it really, to the end of the night last night, it just wrecked my day, and it just made me feel horrible, and I want this to be over, and I want 4 years of peace. So that's my story. I've laid it out there. And,
well, I spoke to Mike briefly.
Shocker, you have some thoughts, Oscar.
Mike briefly right after the incident, and you didn't go into any detail about what happened.
Right. I told you on the show. Right.
But you were really worked up, and I can tell that on the phone. I mean, you were worked up. Carla had to talk me down.
I was so upset, and I don't want to say pissed as much as
upset,
really just kind of like shaky after that.
Yeah,
getting so angry that you're shaky. It sucked, and I brought it. I do believe, but I fully accept the fact that I think I brought it on myself. If I'd shut up, if I'd been quiet, but then again, you know, there are a lot of things in this country that I don't believe in being quiet about. I think I've demonstrated that in the past, and it was unnecessary. I'm not going to change anybody's mind, so it sucked. So, yes, go ahead. I'm waiting for you now.
You should have bought the putter with a discount and then engaged. Because then you could have saved some money and gotten what you wanted.
Right.
That's the first play where you're like, oh, right. Let me do this, and then I'll do this. Right.
By the way, I needed closure, Oscar, so I should point out that I bought the putter at another store.
I'll show them. I'm going to pay retail.
Full price. Yeah.
It's kind of what I did, but they had a better selection.
You know why? Because I can. I've had similar conversations online and offline with listeners of the show, Mike, that put exactly what you're saying on to pen and paper or their keyboard.
Right.
Where they've been with us for years and how dare we talk about politics.
Right.
And in the past, I would, you know, try to talk them off the ledge. Like a good business owner. And then the pandemic hit, and you know that standing on the sidelines was something I just couldn't do anymore. And I don't empathize with the owner, because I think there's different degrees of telling people that, look, this is what we do, this is where we're at, you know, see us after the election, let's move on. But we've had emails come through for people saying, see you later. And I have said, with all due respect to the business, like, if you're a virus denier or a pandemic denier, or you don't understand Black Lives Matter, then we'll see you later.
And perhaps he feels the same way about me with that. And I never got to him to follow up, nor do I intend to. This is one where you just move
well,
on.
Well, if he's actively talking about the politics, this is where I am.
Has for a long time.
Yeah.
Has for a long time.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a look on one of the guys. Let me just say this. There was a look on one of the guys' faces that kind of like, oh, God, here he did it again. Because I'm sure I'm not alone where I've been, where it's been an off-putting situation because he's so vocal about these. And by the way, he preaches to the choir down here because most of the people probably that go into that store
And feel most the same listeners, kind of way. I want to believe, have known your politics forever. So if they had an issue with politics, they would have been gone a long time ago. This is just a reason for people just to make their voice heard. Now, on your end, I think at the root, all kidding aside, outside of the discount, it's tough for people on either side, but especially our side, because honestly, I think everybody's scared. I would say do not believe the polls. If you're thinking about voting and you're like, oh, it's going to be a pain in the butt or anything, think about the anxiety that's in this country, especially for people that are riding with Biden. Like, do not discount anything that anything is possible in a few days.
Absolutely.
We're 20 days away.
Oh, yeah.
Truest thing you have ever said. If you are somebody who doesn't like the way they feel and doesn't like the way things are going, and you're sitting on your hands and you're not going to do anything about it, you reap what you sow. It's I am in no way calm. I won't be calm. I mean this when I say this. I really do. I want peace.
Hell yeah.
I want the chaos to go away.
Me too.
I want this to stop. And someone said, well, you contribute to it. I contribute to it because I feel, but they do too.
Oscar just said something. I can't. I'm sorry. When Oscar talks about the anxiety, them talking loud about what's going on is sort of the equivalent of being at a lousy party and saying, isn't this great? They're trying to talk themselves into it, perhaps, that they are not being anxious. And then when you talk about...
I don't understand what you said. I really don't understand, there's
such an anxiety overall on both sides right now that I think people, even though they are technically in power right now, they're guys in the big office right now.
Yeah.
They're trying to talk themselves into the fact that it's going to be okay. And maybe that's why they're talking also a little louder and a little more emphatic. Because
when you say that it's going to be okay, what, the pandemic or the election?
Well, everything.
Or what?
Everything. Their guy getting reelected and the pandemic and everything. They're going to just keep spouting what they believe louder because that's what their message goes.
I question the sincerity of anybody that feels that way at all. For those of you listening to me right now, I believe that you think people that think like I do are going to wreck the country. I believe that.
Yeah.
I don't think you would support your guy if you didn't. I'm not going to discount your motivations, nor am I going to try to analyze your motivations. I'm going to say that it is a free country and you are allowed to have your opinions, as I am allowed to disagree.
Right.
That's the way it works.
If you are riding with Biden?
What if you follow Kamala?
You roll in and you say, guys, I heard you guys talking about Donald Trump. I'm actually on the fence. Tell me more about this. And then you engage.
Oscar, you perhaps misjudge my level of self-control. Nothing. By the way, what he is suggesting would have resulted in me having a much better day, having a much better night. If I was able to just have fun with it, as I am down here when I go out and I see these guys. Mm-hmm. A buddy of mine has a big flag on the back of his golf cart, and I wore my Save America Vote Blue hat, and we gave each other a fist bump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's on me. That is my fault. Because first of all, those two guys chatting right there, nothing I say is going to change anything.
You're right.
You know, that is not. The only thing I take issue with at this little shop is that I would have thought that the owner would have had the wherewithal to diffuse as opposed to pouring gasoline on and literally coming up in my face and accusing my guy that I'm supporting of being a rapist, right in front, very loudly in front of about six or seven people who were standing around.
I see, when you talk fault, I actually see your story as two individual stories. The first story is you are at fault for engaging with the guys that were talking loud. And it's not any grievous fault. You disagreed. They were speaking loud. Obviously, they were being overheard. And you approached them. I guess you would maybe be at worst guilty of bad judgment.
I didn't approach them, by the way, just to be clear.
Okay, sorry. You yelled at them.
I engaged them from where I was standing. And I should also say that when we're talking about this, I am fully aware also that people on my team are screaming at me right now and say, don't be such an understanding candy ass. You know what I mean? You should have started, you know, just throwing clubs around the whole place. There are people that feel that way,
you would have been online, and then you would have been part of some sort of propaganda campaign.
Yeah.
You know?
All over TikTok, Reddit threads.
Hey, huh? A little false surge for the old show. Whoa. That wouldn't hurt us.
You think that would cause a surge? I'm not for our propaganda.
I bet Kim Kardashian felt pretty bad when that video first came out. Look where she is.
If you call it want to make a sex tape, I'm not saying don't do that.
I am.
How about a rave
I'm
out
saying
tape?
Don't do a rave that. Out tape. A rave out tape is okay, but no sex.
What if I was to go into that store today and naked. pull an Albert? What's that guy? Who's the guy from Network, Rob? What if I walked in that store?
Albert Brooks. Not Albert Brooks.
God, can you ever be younger than me and pull a name, the guy? You pull every name out of your ass that you can. The guy that plays, is it Albert Finney?
No, it's not Albert Finney.
It's Peter Finch.
Peter Finch, that's it. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. My brain works better than yours at 61.
Yes, it does. It does.
Just what if I walked in and I said, you're going to buy your clubs and not care and you're not going to know. And I'm just going to say this man right here is an evil. Isn't evil. Anyway,
what if you went in with disguise and you walked in?
Well, they don't know. I had a mask on the whole time I was there. I might have pulled it down when I was walking by the counter to let them know, you know, look in your computer and see what kind of customer I've been for this particular place. And I've sung the praises of that place. You know, I don't need to. Plenty of options down here. But anyway, I don't think they necessarily even remember me.
The second part of the story is where you are free of guilt, because to be approached with that sort of in-your-face type of attitude by the proprietor of a business, and then to be prevented from speaking to the proprietor of the business, and then somehow being shown a picture of the president as what? A threat? That's bad business.
Boss, what a square. You should have like a pinup calendar up there.
Yeah, like a girl with a wrench and a car.
Snap-on tools?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking of.
So the sadness is past, but yesterday there was a remorse that I have a place that I've always visited. And by the way, I don't engage over there. Not like I have buddies over there. It doesn't work that way. Yeah. I just liked the young guys that worked with you over there, and I thought it was a lot of fun. It was a throwback. Maybe that says it all. It was a throwback to the to the old days, and it just sucks.
Yeah.
It's just a drag. So,
what about what's the big box store for golf these days? What's a go to?
Golf.
Well, there's a Golf Galaxy. Yeah. There's the there's the PGA Superstore. As a matter of fact, get them on uh, get them on the line. And,
I like it.
And we'll forget the other place that we'll go nameless. Golf Guys. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You said you loved him.
That's right, Otto. Now here's a multiple choice question for you. A, Wanda was lying. B, Wanda was telling the truth. Which one are you going to pick?
What was the first one?
You told me you were not planning to see it.
I knew you would come along and f*** it up. I was dealing with something delicate, Otto. I'm setting up a guy who's incredibly important to us who's going to tell me where the loot is and if they're going to come and arrest you, and you'll come loping in like Rambo without a jockstrap and you dangle him out a fifth floor window. Now, was that smart?
Okay.
Was it shrewd? Was it good tactics or was it stupid?
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people! I've known sheep that could outwit you. I've worn dresses with higher IQs, but you think you're an intellectual, don't you, ape?
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it. Now, let me correct you on a couple things, okay? Aristotle was not Belgian. Oh. The central message of Buddhism is not every man for himself.
You
and mean... the London Underground is not a political movement. Those are all mistakes, Otto. I looked them up. Now, you have just assaulted the one man who can keep you out of jail and make you rich. So what are you going to do about it, huh? What would an intellectual do? What would Plato do?
Pardon me?
Pardon me?
Apologize.
What?
Apologize!
Right!
I'm sorry.
No. Not to me. To Archie. And make it good, or we're dead.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak.
Disappointed!
Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You're on a fish called Wanda kick lately, aren't you? You like
well,
that
I
movie.
Thought of it yesterday when we were talking about the word disappointed, and I backed into the Play-Doh right out. So
much disappointment lately in my life.
Disappointed!
Self-imposed disappointment. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are live all over the place. Antelope, California. Toccoa, Georgia. Denver, Colorado. Cockeysville, Maryland. Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania. Rob thought it was Schuylkill, so Rob put school/kill in parentheses and then had to be corrected. It's Schuylkill.
Yeah, but Schuylkill. It's not fair. It was the guy
it's
that
probably
submitted.
Schuylkill.
The guy who submitted the city, or the county rather, gave that pronouncer. So I went with it.
Well, hold on.
He lived
and then
there.
He called you back and said he was wrong?
Different guy.
Oh, a different guy. Well, what about the original guy then?
He's dead to me.
So but, they write it, you read it.
Because
well, no,
he
I
said
mean,
it,
I mean, Rob can't be responsible for like local.
Schuylkill doesn't sound like it's an appropriate name for any town.
Would you like to know the spelling?
Yes.
It's Schuylkill, Pennsylvania spelling.
I like
now,
the
I would have
I
said
like
Schuylkill. Schuylkill?
Well, the second pronouncer said that the people the people that live in the county call themselves Skooks.
Okay. So it's
like
Schuylkill.
Schuylkill.
I think it's Schuylkill
yeah.
County, Pennsylvania.
I agree.
Group Fest
I agree.
Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Maddie, I turned the TV off last night. Did it continue to be as bad as when I turned the TV off in the third?
It, like,
yeah, it was horrible.
It was terrible.
Didn't
my
show
bookie's
up
got
last
some
night.
Of my money now. We'll
yes,
bet
yeah,
on the Bills, Oscar.
A lot of
work
people
out.
Bet on the Bills. A lot of people got burned. Between the NFL college ball and baseball playoffs, there's no shortage of games to watch. And with my bookie, you can turn game day into payday. If you're the type of guy who likes to play the favorites, like Buffalo was, try putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. Hey, it happens. It's sports, all
right?
Yeah, I won this
everybody
weekend.
Everybody could win
I lost
every time.
On a Tuesday night. Still fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to have football on a Tuesday night, the way things are going. The thing about the NFL is that underdogs are never really dogs on Sunday. Every team always has a chance to win, and you do too. It's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into cash. Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, and you use our promo code TMOS, you can claim a deposit match dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000. Take advantage of that if you want to use MyBookie. It's fantastic. That's promo code TMOS to claim your bonus. Bet on all the sports, UFC. You can also, it doesn't have to be sports. How about presidential prop bets?
Ooh. Anything.
And more. Start your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit now.
New.
MyBookie, have some fun. The one last thing that I did not mention is that with this intermittent fasting, was at the tail end of my fast, and I was really caffeined up. I've been doing double tea bags in my tea in the morning, and I've been
that's
doing
a category, isn't it?
Because we've been double tea bags. Yes, sir.
You got to be and really flexible.
I've been doing two of them in the morning, and they really kind of send me off the aircraft carrier, and so I was probably a little wrapped up myself. But
also,
was,
when one is peckish, one is apt to be cranky.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just, I'm so ready for it. Is everybody ready for this?
Oh,
to
my
be
God.
Over?
If you think it's bad there, I mean, we're living in it. You remember how DC is? Everybody's, well, this is what's crazy is that everybody is wound tight.
Yeah.
But if from the business perspective, it's another layer of, am I going to have to move? Am I going to have to, is my business going to survive? Are we going to?
You're living that right now with Podcast Village.
Yeah. So, you know, from happily within our business cycle, we are not as attached to this administration, but the people that are living through this, whether they're working for the current administration or they're working for Biden and Harris, they are at the apex of what's going to happen in 21 days.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Or 20 days now, depending on when you're listening to this. And that layer is palpable. And I'll tell you why I know is because, for example, you walk into the CVS across the street or the CVS downtown for the other office, and everybody is in like that hyper before snow is going to happen. There's a storm coming.
And we've been in pre-blizzard mode, for 4 months.
The effing surge in COVID-19 cases, and you're like, oh my God, we're like cockroaches. Lights come on, get in the office, get in your house, that's all.
Well, I mean, what I saw on the news today is that the inside of the administration, there is a popular school of thought that is going with the herd immunity, which, is, you know, make no mistake, is everybody's going to get it. Those of you that die are the weaker ones that need to be thinned out of the herd. We used to do a shtick on the Don and Mike show calling it thinning the herd.
Yeah.
When some idiot would be robbing a bank and get hit by a car, that was thinning the herd. The idea of truly thinking that way is beyond terrifying to me.
Well, it's not
it
just
is
barbaric.
Terrifying.
Well, it's not just barbaric, but also we have no proof that you can't get it twice.
It's not humane. Right. And just because you want to eat more than 1,500 calories a day doesn't mean that you should go, 6 feet under.
I'm so pleased he made it be about fat people. Thank you, Oscar.
But he's right, Rob. He's right.
I know.
Pre-existing conditions that, increase your, the word I hate. I've heard a lot about it lately with my meeting with the doctor. Morbidity.
Yes,
it is.
Morbidity sounds so mean. That is so mean.
That'll wake you up.
What we need, Mike, is less. We need less COVID and morbidity.
Yeah, morbidity got me on the bike again last night.
Morbidity radio here.
Hey, I had one of the most blissfully pleasant bike rides in my little neighborhood down here in Frosty Acres that I have ever had before, because I went on a little bike ride at about 6:30. By the way, if you keep track of my eating schedule, Carl and I eat dinner at noon. Everybody should be aware of that. So,
and also, how's it working out that you're now having lunch after dinner? How is that working out?
I said to my wife, we get Michael bathed. He's getting ready his preschool thing. She's been out moving into her new location. By the way, Carla, congratulations. Really getting out there. Really getting to your own space that you're going to be renting to do your little facials.
Space.
Take a vacation. You come down to Florida. You come down to Fort Myers. You go on a little vacay.
Sure.
Take some time out. Get a little facial from my bride, Mrs. O'Mara, who will treat you good.
Dirk's so mad that she's moved out of the house.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
By the way, just lay a 20 down on the table, and who knows what can happen. No, I'm kidding. That's not going to happen.
Dirk is going to...
she's
going
to be so pissed that I
actually send his face to her, but just his face.
Dirk from me to you. Dirk? Because right now, why do I see you like on Hotwire booking air tickets? I don't want you in
that. I wanted to be one of your first customers.
Dirk, you are forbidden to get a facial from my... No, you're not. You'll be able to do whatever
facial?
You want.
What about a back facial?
Hello, is this the Fort Myers Hilton?
I wasn't going to use my machine, but I used it.
Hi, how are you? Wait, that's not working. Why isn't that working? Hold on a second. Oh, I got the wrong thing. Okay.
Hi, this is Dirk Fastrick, and I would like to book a back facial with Carla.
I seem to be breaking out below my butt crack.
Robert Oscar, you guys can play the role of Carla, asking how it was.
I'll be Carla. I do a good one.
Okay, good.
So you're all set, and your skin's going to be good for a long time. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Wait, no, you're Carla.
Sorry,
I'm Carla.
Was being Carla.
I was
like,
I was confused.
I was being Carla. I was being Carla. That was so wrong. Oscar's supposed to be Carla.
Rewind
back to the bit.
Right, Dirk was being so proactive at the facial.
You're all set. Your face looks great. Is there anything else I can do for you? It's great to see you. Thank you for flying out. You know, here's a coupon when you come back. It's 20% off any of our services. May I book you now for something else next time?
You can book me now for something right now.
Oh. Okay, well, here's our menu. What would you like to get? I think I have about 30 minutes.
No. I don't need a menu.
Oh, he's going to order
Carla,
off the menu, Carla.
Carla, I want you. Kill him. Kill him.
Please.
Kill your husband.
Somebody
make him
call
die.
Police.
Make him die. Die.
Help me. How much are we talking about, Dirk? How much money?
I've never liked that girl. I've never liked her, Dirk.
Well, I am in love with her, Jennifer.
I know you are, Dirk. I know you are, you silly guy, you. I know. I'm Mrs. O'Mara's assistant. I'm picking up some hours at the salon. She waxes my back all the time.
Leave him alone, Jennifer. Leave him alone. He's mine.
Carla, I want you. Carla. I want you.
Okay. How about
you're making me? What's your role in this sketch?
Sitting here being uneasy.
Jennifer, if you touch your toes, he'll give you $10. If I touch my toes, we'll get $20.
Thank you. Rob?
Sorry.
What was the character I used to do on the old Don and Mike show? What was that? Was it Pete Moss or Less Humid? Which one was I?
I think you were Less Humid. On the Two for the Road show.
On the Two for the Road show, yeah. Hit that loud jingle. Oh, yeah. Dirk Fastrick show with you on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I'd like to send this one out to my love, my dear, my one and only, a lady I have loved from all the way across the country. How's this sounding? Is this okay?
Fantastic.
That's good news. Good news that technically the little extra credit that Mike O'Mara did in his studio yesterday is paying dividends. Yeah. What a beautiful day. Here's your forecast. Spokane weather. Rain. Rain with a chance of rain tomorrow and rain after that. And also a chance of one of those volcanic explosions that cause mass destruction. But that's always in the back of our mind, but we really don't care. I'm Dirk Fastrick, and hope you have a great day. By the way, the Dirk Chili Cook-Off will be coming soon. Great chili from all over the United States in one place. My backyard in Spokane, Washington. Dirk Fastrick with you. One of the biggest supporters of TMOS. And a fine political thinker. Really nice guy. Dirk has made himself into a success, a compassionate human being, and an all-round good guy. Even though his daddy wasn't around when he was growing up. That's right. His papa was a Rolling Stone. Yeah. Oh, this is a long intro.
Very long.
I always forget when it starts, so I start winding down right now. It was the 3rd of December?
September, I think.
Was it September?
I think so.
2nd of September?
3rd day.
It's October 14th today.
4th of May.
What is it? 4th of May? No. It's a fall.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, you better sing. 3rd of September. There you go. Have a great day. That day I'll always
remember. Yes, I will. All right, enough. Well, I hope Dirk can make it out to Carla's new salon, which is, if you want to look it up, it's called Morbidities.
Morbidity Salon. Oh, what a great name for a salon. I'm going to start a hair salon just to call it that for fat guys. Fat guys over 60. Morbidity. Yeah, we have a 3 o'clock available. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Time is running out.
You only have until this Friday to order a holiday must-have.
A genuine Spiewak family fruitcake. Baked with a flavor to savor.
Every cherry is merry.
Every orange peel is real. Packed with three kinds of nuts.
It's a typhoon of taste.
A tsunami of spice.
A hurricane of holiday happiness in your mouth.
Act now and get the deluxe package or the super premium package
that comes with a hand-signed card and a one-of-a-kind collectible.
Purchase 1, 2, 10, or buy them by the truckload.
Act now because they only have until this Friday to order.
You better hurry.
Don't get left out in the cold. Every fruitcake must be sold.
Be a holiday hero and help support TMOS.
Hurry and order today. These fruitcakes are insane.
2 days, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. 2 days. Hey, you know, we were talking about fall and how the temperature's getting cooler down here. There's fall in the air, and there's nothing like it. It's a great season. It really is. Leaves are changing. There's nothing like a roaring fire. Those fireside moments to keep you grounded. This portion of our program is brought to you by a wonderful, wonderful product called Solo
Stove.
Yes.
Y'all love it.
Solo Stove. We all got them. We all love them. Solo Stove creates the moments with stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you will wonder how there's so much fire. Plus, no campfire smell on your clothes and nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. Solo Stove products are portable and built to last. Easy to light, totally portable. You can take them in the backyard, take them in the front yard, take them in the neighbor's yard, take them anywhere you want. Don't say it. Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. Let it go, Mike. I'm having a conversation with myself. You can't beat that. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. I love innovation. I love great products where people just get clever and they make your life more fun and more
easy. It has to do with the way they have tiny holes all around the base of the Solo Stove that increases the draw and reduces the smoke. It's brilliant.
It's so cool.
It's so cool.
As a fire guy up in the great state of Maine, I will tell you the biggest drag, and we've all sat around those campfires or those bonfires where you're the one, where your chair seems to be the place where all the smoke in the world
follows
Solo
you.
Stove solves that. Takes that out. Now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com, and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. I have done it. I have made this horrifically late on the show. I want to talk to Rob about his dinner. I'll do that in the next break.
Okay.
Because he had a romantic dinner.
A quick one-liner for you. I texted you. I figured that you would. I couldn't let it go. I'm so sorry.
Regarding me or
Morbidities.
Okay.
The new salon.
Right. At Morbidities, you can get dialysis and your hair done.
It's a beautiful thing. It really is. And you know what's great?
That was worth it. That was actually, thank you. I appreciate that. I wanted to say, so 6:30, I'm on the bike last night. And this is a quickie break to throw away. And I'm driving through the neighborhood. And one of the things, being a fat guy that's trying to shed some pounds because his doctor told him so at Morbidities. I'm driving around. Man, oh man, 6:30, 6:45, let me tell you, the smells of the BBQs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. With everybody. I got not only about three different really good barbecue smells because I did the whole neighborhood. I doubled my time on the bike and did the whole neighborhood.
How many doors did you knock on?
Constantly.
Hello.
How you doing? Got a little flyer here from a new hair salon, Morbidities.
Yeah.
There you go. Take it. Enjoy it.
Come in for dinner? Why not?
Sure. I even got like a bake smell, like somebody was baking something that was coming actually out of the window.
Ooh.
And then at the very end of the bike ride, there's an old lady who was out in her driveway talking to a young couple. That's kind of what I dig about this neighborhood. There's a lot of that. And I smelled her like old lady perfume, which was lovely. At that particular
roses?
Time, it was kind of a rose. You know, it's that old lady perfume, right?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. And I'm riding by my bike and said, see you at the golf shop.
There you go. Wait, when you smell those, do you know right away what type of
meat?
I don't have enough of a culinary nose for that.
No, not really. I don't think I do either. I think that really it's just something's being BBQ'd, and I'm sure it's sugar-based barbecue sauce that's on there. Or it could be just a steak, you know, or scallops.
I just have a vision of you like going a little faster than normal down a side street, smelling it, and just going, Chorzo!
Oh, so good. So good. Yum, 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 there's yum. It was a great ending to
there's a Rocklands up the street here from our Wisconsin Avenue.
Oh, it's such a great
location.
Place.
And you walk out every time, I'm like, oh, F you, Rocklands.
Yeah.
Like, it's like it's like what Popeyes does in any neighborhood. They just vent it out to you.
I know.
And if you drive by any Popeyes, that's what happens.
My dad's father, who is pictured behind me, I've never met him before because he passed before I was born. He had a luncheonette on the boardwalk in Seaside Park, which is essentially where they shot Jersey Shore, okay?
I love that word, luncheonette.
And it was the luncheonette. And what they would do in the morning is they would, on the griddle, they would throw onions and pickles on it and just cook them. Because that smell would draw people in and was cheaper than cooking meat. Mm. So onions and pickles, that's it. The smell is what brings people
legacy,
to a restaurant.
Cheating people, yeah. That's what it is.
It's never
people.
Cheating them, although the greatest thing
at men.
The greatest thing at the luncheonette.
They were grifters, Rob.
Every year... He was also he taught shop too at the in high school. That's why I had summers off to run the luncheonette. He would weld a quarter to a nail and then nail it into the boardwalk and all summer watch people try to pick it up.
That's the Spiewak
way.
That's
that cruel chip, you guys.
It is. Oh, it's that cruel chip. Yeah. It's just like, great. Hey, put the pickles and the onions on the grill. That ought to get them. Yes, sir.
Only costs a quarter. There's one out there if you want to go get it.
That's so
And don't
nasty.
Get me started about the fishing line on the wallet trick.
They did that too?
Well, that was more of the kids. I don't think my grandfather did that, but my dad and my Uncle Bruce were big on that one.
Wow. Spiewak, a legacy of grifting for 100 years. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk to Rob about either his TV reco or his dinner, or maybe both, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Chris Pontani, and I'm an O-American.
I'm Dirk Vastrick, and I'm an O-American.
I'm Dan Ware, and I'm an O-American.
This is Dawn from Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Adam Sternberg.
I'm Robin Ferguson.
I'm Gunnar Kmokler.
I'm Nancy Veronese, and I am an O-American.
In this historic election year, it's more important than ever that you participate.
Vote in person on November 3rd.
Vote early or vote absentee.
Make sure your vote counts.
Vote for the candidate of your choice.
Please vote.
Vote. Gabish.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. This holiday season, the post office is going to be busier than ever.
True.
Luckily, Stamps.com can bring the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it, just use Stamps.com and schedule a pickup or just drop it off. With Stamps.com, you'll get 5 cents off every first-class stamp, up to 40% off priority mail, and up to 62% off UPS shipping. It's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. It's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com, just like us.
Just like you.
Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. With the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. And we thank you. Back to the show, Whoa, with Mr. Spiewak, who had, I have to say, it's just always makes me happy, believe it or not. I know you think that Oscar and I are here simply to bust your balls 24/7, but it's not true. I think we both were gratified to see a little lovey-dovey between you, see your post with the champagne and the chocolate. And then you said that you actually went out to a... romantic dinner. And,
it was a great anniversary.
How was Chick-fil-A?
We had to go because they had pickles on the griddle and I smelled it. So it drew me right in. No, it was a really great anniversary. It was our 24th. And I thought, you know what? Thank you. I'll take that. I said, you know what? We start, since they come in lots of 12 anyway, I got her 2 dozen roses. And so she comes home. She had been out for the day. She had been doing some of her babysitting. And she came home and she says, what are we going to get for dinner? I'm really hungry. I said, there's no hurry, because I had also prepared shrimp cocktail and a bottle of chilled champagne and good champagne.
Look at this guy.
And you good for you, Mr. Man. Really?
What's it like to still be in love?
You would have to tell me, but we certainly dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. And no, it was so gratifying.
You're showing some effort there, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it was, and her favorite.
That doesn't come naturally to you. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it for recognizing that.
How hard is shrimp cocktail to make?
It's not. You go to Costco and you buy it, but you have to lay it out on a plate, and you know you have it ready to serve. It's nice.
What was the count?
I think they were 1820s. Okay. I mean, they're decent size. Bad. No,
that's
yeah.
Not, that's not teeny tiny. Mm. Not the 32 count.
No, it's not the kind that you get frozen and you rinse in a colander.
Those are always the main shrimp.
Like salad shrimp.
Gets a salad shrimp. Like it's like, wait,
what's the difference?
It's like having a plate full of head lice.
I think the count is actually how many shrimp it takes to make a pound, right?
Yeah, and if you go to Costco,
18 to 20 for a pound, right?
On the boxes, the bags of shrimp, they'll show you the count.
Okay.
And the smaller the count, the bigger the shrimp.
Oh, right. Cool! Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So you learned something new.
It was nice because we've never really gone all out for the anniversary. But when she came home and I gave her, she was hungry and I fed her. She had thirst. And I gave her champagne. And I've been mocked for giving her Hershey bars in the past, but that's her favorite chocolate. So I got her 24 ounces of Hershey chocolate, and I laid it out for her. And the kids made cards, and I got her a card, and Linus got her a card, because that's sort of something that she digs.
So sweet.
And we opened Robert's card, and this kid, he throws me for a loop all the time. It's a $50 bill in there. He says, enjoy your dinner. So he actually kicked in for our dinner. My son did. I thought that was so sweet.
I think that how
amazing.
Old is he?
Yeah. He's 18. He just turned 18.
That's kind of a transition for him.
It was,
and he's
huge.
Working his butt off at the pizza joint. I love that he did that.
Remember,
Robert the Third. I'm giving you a pat on the back. I wanted to throttle you over the last month, but now I'm giving you a pat on the back.
Depends if that's from tips or a cash crop. Who knows?
Remember, it was only 3 years ago that he signed Carrie's Mother's Day card, Happy Birthday. So he's gotten a lot more careful. So
and has he been sharpening up a little bit?
I'm so proud of him right now. Everything is on point. All the classwork is great. He's doing good and working his ass off.
All right.
So there's a restaurant we love here in Leesburg called the Blue Ridge Grill. And we've done takeout from them since
I've been there. Great place.
Oh, it's amazing. Yep. And we've done takeout there since the COVID started. But we haven't gone out to dinner, even in like an outside setting, probably since February. Mm-hmm. And I have known through mutual friends that have gone there that Blue Ridge has really done a nice job with social distancing. We couldn't eat outside because it was raining. So we went over there, we masked up, went to the Blue Ridge Grill, and it was one of those restaurants that has a sort of two tiers of seating, and they had put plexiglass around all of the railings. And I don't think there was, maybe outside of servers, 15 people in the restaurant, and I never got within 20 feet of anybody. So there was
that's okay. I love
that's
that.
Good.
I love that. More power to them. Yeah. Hope they do very well. I wish them the very best of luck. That's
and
great.
I mean, I highly recommend it. And our server, Jorge, comes over and describes the special. And Mike, I just got to tell you, this was not on the menu. What it was, they call it the scallop steak. And I said, go on. And it's 6 huge scallops sort of tied up in a mat, so they're like in a circle, but they're bound together. They're bound together with prosciutto, then dusted with pancow bread crumbs, broiled and served over asparagus and rice. And it was amazing. And for the first time ever, I think maybe for the first time ever, Carrie and I ordered the same entree, and it was sensational.
Oh, see, great scallops are fantastic. That's good. Mm. I'm so proud of you guys.
And you know what? You know what? It wasn't right. It was asparagus risotto. Risotto.
What?
How's the risotto?
Oh man, that's good. That's
and it was sensational.
Scallops fish, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The shellfish.
Jesus Christ! Come on, stop it. It's not just chicken fingers. Get out the scallop.
They're the marshmallow of the sea, Oscar.
Thank you. You live in the nation's capital. You have access to more culture.
I'm not a scallop guy. I see it and I'm like, that looks a little foreign. We're going to move on.
Have you ever had a scallop?
I don't think I have.
Oh my God, right, they're great.
Give me two or three seafood things that are okay with you.
Okay.
That you would eat.
And nothing served on a bun.
Ahi tuna.
Yeah, that's it. Shrimp?
I like shrimp cocktail. That's not terrible.
What about lobster? You've had lobster.
Lobster's good. I've never had a fantastic lobster experience where I'm like, damn, that was worth the money. So I don't really go for lobster.
What about going to Mike's house in Maine, you cretin?
No, that was the greatest restaurant. If Mike's making it, it's different.
You just said you didn't have a lobster experience. We had the greatest lobster experience.
Grilled salmon. Have you ever had grilled salmon?
Yes, I grew up with grilled salmon.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, but it's not my go-to.
But that's okay. But my palate is
experienced and wide.
I think your palate would absolutely. If you ordered the dish that Rob is talking about, you would probably I always felt like a
scallop was like a grouper, and I've had grouper before. Where it's a garbage fish.
A scallop is not garbage fish. It's like shellfish. It is a clam almost. It is in a shell. My buddy Zach, my dear friend Zach, in the wintertime, he fishes for Maine scallops. They're not the big ones. They're the little ones. But the sea scallops are in a shell, almost like an oyster or a clam, but they have none of the oyster clam stuff. It's all meat.
It's got, of all the shellfish, it's probably got the best texture. It's very smooth, and
I'll
it's got a great flavor.
I've seen it on multiple menus my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I was I don't know about that guy.
If you ask where can you get the best scallops, I think you would love them.
Yeah.
I think you would love them.
Where do the best scallops come from?
Legal Seafoods will give you a good plate of scallops.
Also, Good Guys has nice ones.
Thank you on that note. All right, you're done. All right,
and it's convenient. It's right by you. But happy anniversary, Carrie. I love you. 24 years. Not bad.
Enjoy a delicious plate of pole scallop. So tasty. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. It's Billy Bush for the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag. Listen, if you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to rob@mikeomarashow.com. It's beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Or be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Home movies can transport you back in time, but when was the last time you actually watched yours? Let me give you something that'll help you do it. Legacy Box. They're an ingenious mail-in service to convert those irreplaceable moments trapped on videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures into DVD or digital media. It's so easy. You pack and send. Legacy Box converts everything by hand, and then you enjoy. And it will motivate you to enjoy some of these great memories for generations to come. It was founded by college roommates Nick and Adam over a decade ago. And today, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. They know what they're doing. Over 850,000 families have trusted them to preserve their past, including the O'Maras, the Spiewaks, and the Santanas. They have a team of over 200 trained techs, and everything is digitized by hand at their processing campus in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Look for the choo-choo.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the movie with your parents smoking? Get started preserving your past today Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 40% off your first order. You get up early in the morning on your nice honeymoon, light a pack of Kents, and then you're going. Anyway, buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer. Then just send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. Thank you, Legacy Box.
News.
Justin Bieber leads the news today, ladies and gentlemen.
You have a thing. You don't like Justin Bieber to not be in the news.
If Justin Bieber is in the news, it usually will find its way onto this broadcast. I am pleased to announce that Justin Bieber finally released his new Crocs yesterday. And today there are a lot of unhappy customers. The process was a disaster from the get-go.
Oh, no.
Fans got into virtual lines to wait for them.
Virtual lines?
Virtual lines. And the sale was originally supposed to start at noon, but it was pushed back an hour due to high demand.
Yes.
There you go, Biebs. Which meant some people got kicked out of the line. Also, there was supposed to be a limit of one pair per customer. But some people were using bots to take up multiple spaces
Bieber
in line.
Bieber bots. Yeah.
Bieber bots.
Nah.
To bypass the limit. The Crocs were sold out by 2:30, which means they're probably already on sale on the secondary market on eBay. So
Maddie, how was your virtual line experience when you bought your Justin Bieber Crocs?
Oh, it was great. I waited in line for so long, camped out at 2 a.m. on the internet to get my Crocs.
Maddie, seriously, do you have any knowledge of these Bieber Crocs?
No,
that
I
don't.
Heard about it on Twitter yesterday, but for me, like, I have to figure out my threshold of self-respect. You know, like, if I really want to get them, I don't know the answer to that yet, but I'll think about it.
Mike.
And again, my sympathies on the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
I'm well aware of these. I've been tracking these because I've always been.
I know nothing about them.
I don't have self-respect, Maddie, and I just like to know what the kids are into. And this Crocs collab was teased, I think, about 2 weeks ago, where he put just a photo up of his Crocs in the pool, which is like, what are these? And people were going crazy. Now,
they look like my kids' Crocs.
They're already on the secondary market for $200.
Yeah.
People are, we're going to be invaded. We're going to be invaded. There's all there.
But then it made me think of you, Mike, because I think of Crocs, I think of Mike O'Mara. Remember there was a good.
I wear Croc sandals.
Yes.
I still have them.
But for a while, you were a Crocs guy.
But not the real Crocs, Croc sandals. I've never worn those Crocs that you just showed. I've always worn the Croc sandals down here.
I had like a Giblets commercial collection or.
You're invented. That's fake news.
It is?
That's not true. Yes.
Your son did. That's what it was.
My son has a bunch of them. He's wearing sneakers now.
Good for him.
I love Ray Kroc for founding McDonald's, and I thank him every day.
I'm sure he'll appreciate that. It seems like robot umpires are an inevitability in Major League Baseball, but human umpire John Tumpain, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, T-U-M-P-A-N-E.
It's Schuylkill.
Schuylkill. Schuylkill.
Pronounced Schuylkill. Scallop.
John Tumpain showed off his robot skills. He was behind the plate for game 2 of the ALCS between the Astros and Tampa Rays. Good time, you know. Pandemic is rough for people, but good time to be a sports fan in Tampa.
Yeah.
Monday, he was close to perfect. He called an amazing 134 out of 135 pitches correctly, which is 99.3% accuracy. That's according to Close Call Sports, which tracks umpires' performances. They initially gave him a 100%, but then they docked him one call when they received updated data from MLB. So that's pretty good. And I hope they keep umpires.
World Series
that's part
guy.
Of the game. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool. Yeah, he should go to the World Series with that. Mike Tyson was on Good Morning Britain yesterday to talk about his upcoming match with Roy Jones Jr., and he looked stoned out of his gourd. He was sleepy-eyed, slurry, and only kind of making sense. Iron Mike has become quite the connoisseur of the wacky weed, but that supposedly had nothing to do with his condition. Instead, he blamed it on the time difference between the U.S. and the U.K.
I have the tape, and all it's right. only a 5-hour time difference. Do you think 5 hours would make you sound like this?
Wait a minute. That's the first obvious question.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If it's late, so it's too late is what he's probably saying.
Right? I don't think he probably thought his reasoning out. I think he's just blaming the time difference because it's convenient. It would be, later there. Yeah, here we go.
I suppose the first obvious question, why do you want to do this?
I just want to do this. I plan on doing this for a charity exponent, and I think I'm capable of doing that, and that's what I want to do.
There have been concerns raised about the fact that you are two men in your 50s fighting each other without protective headgear. What do you think about those concerns?
I think it's very wonderful that we're fighting together. The fight that we should have had sooner, but unfortunately we're having it now, and that's going to be awesome.
And the Mike Tyson Crocs go on sale tomorrow at noon.
Thank you.
Dunkin' Donuts just announced a new product they're selling for Halloween, the Spicy Ghost Pepper Donut.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a regular donut covered in a strawberry icing with a hot red sugar sprinkled on top. If you're interested, they should be on sale today. We won't have a full review of the product until we get one of the stool samples. So that's it.
Ruh-roh. Yeah.
Good news, it has Mike. It'll have heat, it'll have sugar, and also, as always, tastes like Noxzema. So enjoy Dunkin' Donuts.
Exciting. Very, very exciting. We all have food. I've talked about this with people that we hated as a kid and we love now.
Yeah.
A survey of 2,000 Americans found the 10 most common foods kids hate but adults like. And, of course, vegetables dominate the list. Now, for fat people, fat people manage to keep that kid-like disdain for vegetables through their adult life. So let's go from 10 to 1. This is weird, but kids apparently don't like bacon as much as adults.
Oh, weird.
Really?
And then we end up, and then we all end up liking bacon. I didn't like it when I was a little kid.
Really?
I didn't like bacon that much, Greek yogurt.
Oh, I hate a Greek yogurt.
How do you feel about it now?
I kind of still hate it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. I'm not a big fan of it.
I'm okay with it.
Here's one. I don't know what I do. You're okay with Greek yogurt, Rob?
Yeah, and I like bacon as well. You know what? It was really good is if you put bacon in Greek yogurt.
Let me make sure that I put the Rob Spiewak ding. If you're counting, Rob, two for two so far.
Yeah.
Eggs. I love me eggs.
Yes,
I love
of course.
Do you love eggs, Rob?
Yes, of course.
I love them my entire life.
Okay. Eggs are wonderful.
Ova.
Here's one that's on my list that I would have hated as a kid. I love now. Avocados. Did you like? Did you even have avocados when you were a small child? Either one of you?
I had them. I had them because it's in my culture, Mike.
grew in the yard.
Yeah. We were doing avocado toast before we actually came to this country. We would do it at home.
It's all they had.
In Bolivia.
It's all they had.
Rob said they grew in the yard.
Yeah, in our backyard, the avocado tree.
The avocado tree. Did you like avocados, Rob, when you were a kid?
I'd go and pick them, Mike.
I don't recall eating avocados as a kid. I don't think it was on the plate.
How do you feel about them now?
Love them.
Oh. That's three for three. That's four for four. Sorry about that.
Not a picky eater.
Fish. 19% of people said fish.
As a devout Catholic, they would put it on my plate every Friday for Good Friday. Every Friday leading up, whatever days the Catholics eat, just fish.
Yeah, I love fish.
Does fish chowder count?
Oh, gross.
All right, but I like fish. What do you mean, oh, gross?
Fish chowder is the worst.
It is. Oh, my God. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Don't bother with the
scallops. I like clam chowder.
Go get that hot pepper donut. Thing. Enjoy.
Here's number five. Number five, green beans.
I still hate them. I like them.
I love them. Because we grew them. I was joking about Oscar picking the avocados. I really did pick string beans. So
spinach is number four.
Oh, like for Popeye. I loved it because Popeye used to eat it. My mom used to feed me it.
I grew to like spinach. Not a big fan as a kid.
I didn't like it as a kid. Broccoli, didn't like that. Don't really like it that much now.
Broccoli with cheese. Ooh,
Brussels
yummy.
Sprouts, my least favorite food. Hated it.
Brussels sprouts still, rule.
I still don't like it. And asparagus at number one. 31% of people hated it as a kid, but like it now. And I like it now.
I like it now.
I liked it as a kid. I liked asparagus as a kid. Liked what it did to my body.
See, I knew it. I waited. Did you see what I did there? I just waited because I knew he couldn't get through an asparagus story without talking about pee. That was him talking about
bodily
pee.
Fluids.
That's the way it works, Ed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something something. They tell news reporters never to become the story.
Right.
This woman who looks like Kimberly Guilfoyle seemed to have missed that day in journalism school. 41-year-old Maria Athens is an anchor at the ABC, Fox, CW. Why don't they just give them all the networks? Right.
Yeah.
Three different. There are a lot of. They have those down here.
Consolidation.
She's an anchor at the station in Anchorage, Alaska. So that's not a small market for Alaska. No. That's
she
the big
puts
town.
The anchor in Anchorage.
Last Friday, she posted a Facebook video in the station's control room where she said she had breaking news about how Anchorage's mayor, Ethan Berkowitz, has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website.
Oh, no.
That's not okay.
Now, here's the interesting thing. I looked at the video. In the video, she seems just a teeny tad unhinged. Just a little bit. Little ramped up. Yeah. The police and FBI investigated her allegation about the mayor, and they found it wasn't true. But what was true is that Maria and Ethan, the mayor, had an affair, which he admitted to on Monday. And then after Maria posted the video, she punched the station manager, who she was also having an affair with. Oh, my, my. She was arrested for assault, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. No word on whether or not she slept with the officers taking her to jail. We're not really sure about that one. Wow. And she does look a little
bit like...
She
could literally take down the town.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, bang everybody in Anchorage.
Yeah. That's right.
And be on TV at 6 o'clock. How good is that? We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the creature?
You're a monster.
You're a monster.
I'm a monster.
We're not monsters.
That's scary stuff, isn't it? You're the monster.
No, you were built this way, young lady.
You incredible, soulless prick.
Come over here, you monster.
But I'm not.
Monster, Rob. He's a monster. That's what he is.
Oh, my God. Is this you calling me a monster?
You're a monster.
If you don't have a Mike O'Mara Show bonus subscription, you're a monster. Your blood will run cold with the fear of missing out on the frighteningly funniest hour of TMOS. Every week, uncut, uncensored, undead.
It's alive!
Save yourself by ordering a TMOS bonus subscription by clicking the bloody banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. The power of Christ compels you.
You're an inhuman monster.
I said good day.
They did the outstanding work.
Mark Riddell, man, Twitch is getting it done.
Great
Thank you, Twitch.
Twitch, give him a fruitcake.
He can't wait. You know what? He's our key baker. He's my sous chef. So
all
he'll
right,
be baking
get him
for
on the show
too.
And just give him a thank you sometime. That's fantastic. I already opened your vault. I won't close
again.
This portion of our program is brought to you by Fruitcake Futures. You know, up till now, we've been goofing off with our fruitcake commercials. Puns, silliness, crazy voices, cheerful music. You know, Chocularity. That ends now. This is serious. Wipe that smile off your face.
Oscar.
This Friday is the last day to order a TMOS signature fruitcake. There will be no exceptions. Woe be unto you if you miss this deadline. Buy them at our website and buy yours before it's too late. Remember, the only things you really regret in life are the things you don't do. One taste, and you'll be transported back to a time when all was rife with the world, and there weren't any arguments in golf shops, and there wasn't any pandemic.
And Mike was getting a discount.
You'll get them in time for the holidays, and you'll be supporting TMOS in a most delicious way. MikeOmaraShow.com, that's where you get the banner to get your fruitcake. Friday is the last day, so remember that. The audio vault is open. Take it away, Rob.
Luckily, Mike, none of the sounds escaped during that read. They're all in place.
Thank you.
Oscar, November 12th is when the PlayStation 5 comes out.
Yes!
It's going to be $499.99. Do you want to hear the startup sound for
Please!
It? This is how it's going to sound when you buy your PS5. What it is they have some sort of alliance with Burger King, and Burger King tweeted the king in the creepy plastic head opening a bag of Burger King food, and the sound comes out.
Ooh.
So that's how they're teasing it. So it sounds like that. So that's what you're paying $500 for.
My
right
only
there.
Experience with PlayStation in because I'm an Xbox guy,
right.
is when the radio station couldn't pay us enough money for something, or something like that along those lines. And they gave us a PlayStation 3, which as like here you go.
Sure.
And we're like, oh my God, we're making $25,000 a year. Here's a PlayStation. Not going to make up for it, but it's something.
Yeah. I have a PS5 Vegas edition. You want me to turn it up? Please, let me turn it on right now and see what sound I get.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
Every time you turn it on?
Yeah. I'll turn it on again.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
Thank you.
I remember being, what, 27? Oh, so disgusting. We got paid so little. And going to Montgomery Mall with a butcher knife underneath my seat and selling it in the Montgomery Mall parking lot to a random Craigslist listener.
That's a really? I love that story. That's a good Christmas time story. Makes me feel
going to broadcasting, they said. Jesus.
I'm surprised Oscar, by the way, money. A lot of times on these services where you sell stuff, risked his life many, many times.
Too. Well, because you didn't have like, hey, I'm going with a friend. I'll FaceTime you while I do this transaction. No, it was a sweaty handshake and a weapon hidden just in case something went sideways.
Mm-hmm. And then it was. I admired you, especially like with furniture or big ticket items.
Yes, huge
television.
Yeah.
Come into my house. I won't cut your head off.
That was.
I'm curious. Was the knife also given to you by station management in lieu of pay?
I think it might have been out of my mom's kitchen. If I'm being honest with you.
All right, I love Elton John, always have, and he's funny. That's one of the things about Elton John. He can't sing anymore, but he remains funny. He was recording his memoir as an audiobook, and he actually posted this outtake, Mike. Elton John has trouble. We all have trouble with certain words. Elton John cannot say preposterousness.
In the dressing room, I sat in my underpants. They were soaking too and started laughing. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. Oh, preposterousness. Preposterousness. It wasn't just
preposterousness.
It wasn't just a sheer preposterousness. 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 I can't say it. Preposterousness. It wasn't just a sheer preposterousness of what had happened. It was that I realized there was a precedent. For it from early on in my career.
Wow, Elton, come on!
And he's
singing like
he's clean now.
What's going
on? He's clean now. I can only imagine.
That? What about the breathing? You're gonna have to edit that out.
Yeah, of course. We'll send it over to Rob Ford. Rob Ford will run a filter
Propulsors.
On it.
Propulsors.
Doesn't he sound like that guy that that you guys play the commercial for all the time? That
Orson Welles? Butterfield?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Orson Welles.
What an A.
Yeah, deep in the field.
Yes,
Mike. It's him. I have a tape now for Linda, your favorite bus driver.
She had a tough morning today. After I put Michael on the bus, she was yelling at the kids in the back of the bus, and she actually stopped. I started doing some serious discipline work. All in, Linda. All in on that. You take care of those kids.
Did you hear, hey, you little Fs, I can turn this bus around anytime.
Yeah, I never got out of the seat. When shocker, with my sedentary lifestyle, I never got out of the seat. I did the old brake attention, you know, where you pop the brake.
Oh, yeah.
See, you know, 40 little heads go. I got their attention.
Our bus driver had a thing where there were interior lights on the side of the bus. And if the lights were on, you had to be silent or you would be written up. So if the lights went on, it was a pretty cool system. In Baton Rouge, it means red stick. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a bus was stolen and taken for a 13-mile joyride by an 11-year-old kid.
I can hear the sirens, but I just didn't really know what was going on. Sirens. So I'm looking around to see if I need to get out of the way. As it got closer, it's a little boy in there, and he was laughing. He's giggling on the way across Florida.
I'm thinking, what in the world is going on? And my first thought was it was a lot of kids on the bus. Thank goodness he was okay. But it was not your typical Sunday afternoon occurrence, for sure. We're blessed in that it didn't do any more damage than what it did.
He crashed it into a tree. I just think it's cool that an 11-year-old knows how to drive a stick shift.
Were there any other kids on the bus or just
no,
the 11-year-old?
He was by himself laughing driving a bus. I think it's charming somehow. And let us close with this. I like Reba McEntire. I think she's got a great sense of humor and she's very engaging. There's a thing they do on, I think it's YouTube, called Rumor Has It.
I am sorry. That's my fault.
That's fine. There's a thing called Rumor Has It where they address rumors, have a cup of coffee, and say whether they're true or not. Here are a couple about Reba McEntire.
Rumor has it, I took a drag queen on tour with me. That's true. We had a blast. It was like, there she is, and then there she is.
It was a drag queen dressed as Reba McEntire, by the way. So
he did a great job and really did enhance the show. Rumor has it that I never leave a state fair without a corn dog. Absolutely true. Everybody knows when I pull up to a state fair, we got to have a designator corn dog getter. And they get it, and when I get into the car, headed out, that I've got all the corn dogs with mustard and ketchup.
The amazing thing is, Mike, since she did that show... Reba McEntire corn dog is trending on Bang Brothers. Mm-hmm. So go check that out.
No,
that's
nasty.
Your magic audio.
You're
ball.
Disgusting. Oh,
have a,
no.
Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Back here. That is terrible. Sorry about that.
That's there all right.
Audio.
Oh, there, it's closed.
That's loud, isn't it? Yeah, well done, Mike. Try to do audio editing while the show's going on. Brilliant move. Just go to the golf shop where you belong. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here.
Don't argue with your computer after the show, though.
Don't forget, Friday is our last day for the fruitcake, so make sure you grab one. We would really appreciate that. And if you have the means, I don't know if you're watching Ratchet on Netflix with Sharon Stone. Be like Sharon Stone. Buy 50 of them. Rent the whole two floors of fruitcakes. Thank you.
But don't be like the surgeon that operated on her son.
No, don't want to do that. Nasty. I broke the leg. Ew. All right. Anyway, for Rob and Oscar, Mike O'Bear saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire. Inside a train wreck.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
It's Dungeon. They fetch your things. They're loading your car.
Well, bye.